What's up and welcome to the show Under Tim Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. I'm a competitive powerlifter. I'm a personal trainer and I just love talking about health and fitness. And today I got to share that love of talking blah, 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 blah with somebody else. Dr. Brianna Kane, a naturopathic doctor, was kind enough to give me a few minutes of her time and we talked all about probiotics. And there's a lot of knowledge here in this interview and she knows her stuff. Stick around until the end and she'll give you her website if you want to get in touch with her. But without any further ado, I'm going to jump right into the interview. And the first question I asked was, Dr. Kane, what is a probiotic and what does it do?
So there's a lot in those questions, but we'll kind of work through it. So the first thing about what are probiotics, probiotics are live microorganisms that you ingest that are beneficial to your health. So when we're born, our intestinal tract is essentially sterile, and then it starts to get inoculated with these bacteria that are beneficial over time. Starting from birth, as you pass through your mother's vaginal canal, you're colonized with bacteria. Also, there are probiotics in breast milk. So it starts from the very beginning, and it takes up until about age 3 to develop your full microbiome and for it to remain fairly stable. And so that's kind of a process, you know, as you're exposed to different things in your environment. Now, diet plays a role in that too. A good diet helps to feed a positive bacterial environment. If you have a really bad diet, you're not going to be as good at maintaining those beneficial bacteria, and you're not going to be as good at growing them if you don't feed them properly, like you should feed yourself properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. So that's kind of what they are, where they come from. There are a whole host of things that affect the stability of your bacterial flora in your body. And a lot of disease processes, like I mentioned before, bad diet, high cortisol, so stress plays a role in that too. And so if your bacterial balance gets off, then we are susceptible to disease in all kinds of different ways. So the first way that people normally notice symptoms that may be related to a low positive bacterial count is if they have gastrointestinal symptoms. So gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, those are common things that usually indicate that they may need some probiotics. Other things might be frequent cold or flu, people who have recurrent urinary tract infections. Those kinds of things also are influenced by the type of bacteria that you have in your body.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, probiotics, it's one of the supplements that I take. And okay, so if I'm looking for a probiotic, what's a good one? I know there's something to do with like billion microbes, or I don't know if I'm saying that right. What is that about?
Sure. So probiotics are, the labels on the probiotic that you purchase will say how many live organisms there are per colony forming unit, which is abbreviated as CFU on the label. You should look for a probiotic that has at least 1 billion live organisms per colony forming unit. And there also are different types of beneficial bacteria. So different supplements will have different types of bacteria, different species of bacteria in them. So sometimes, depending on what condition you're trying to treat, different products may be better for you. So if you're just looking for something that is more routine, just for maintaining health, you want a probiotic that has a good balance of different species in it and versus just a single species. It's tough to find those just over the counter. If you're just going to your local pharmacy, it can be hard to find one that has a variety of bacteria in it. And so, you know, I would say that the best one out there that you can get just over the counter is one called Culturelle. I really like them for just kind of routine health.
Okay.
And then If you're looking for something that's more specific to your condition or what symptoms you may have, then it might be a good idea to consult a doctor or somebody that knows more about the species and what they do, because it can get pretty complicated.
Okay. Now, so if somebody's listening to this podcast, could they get in touch with you? Do you do phone consultations? I know you're out in Phoenix, but...
Yes, absolutely. I would be happy to consult with people over the phone. That works out great for me and is also convenient for people who are far away.
Fantastic. And you have a website that people could get in touch with you at, or?
I do. The website is just my name. So it's DR like doctor, and then my name, BriannaKane.com. And that's the same for my email address as well, DrBriannaKane@gmail.com.
Awesome. So if you're looking to talk to a fantastic doctor, I recommend Dr. Brianna Kane. Now, we didn't go over your credentials. You are a naturopathic doctor. Am I saying that right?
I am. I'm a naturopathic doctor, yes.
Okay. And you practice out in Phoenix, and you went to school for a billion years out there or something like that?
I do. I practice in Scottsdale, Arizona. I went through, kind of the same medical training that many doctors do. I had to go to undergrad and then get my medical degree. And in that process, I learned a lot about alternatives in addition to conventional medicine.
Yeah. And what I thought was interesting is that Phoenix is one of the few places where health insurance actually accepts natural medicine, right?
They do to some degree. It kind of depends on what it is that we are trying to get covered. Lab work is almost always covered by insurance, for sure. And it's hit or miss as far as doctor visits go, but there are other states, too, where it's well covered, such as Washington and Vermont. Those states are completely covered if you see a naturopathic doctor there.
I'm just waiting for it to be covered here in Colorado Springs because I believe in it. I feel better when I take something that's natural, like the probiotics, and opposed to whether I'm just taking some kind of manufactured pill. I don't feel as good.
Absolutely. And, as naturopathic doctors and, well, even some medical doctors at this point that have training in alternatives, we have access to sources for professional grade nutraceuticals that tend to be a little bit higher quality too. And that's another reason why it might be a good idea to consult one of those people. I do know that Colorado has good licensing for naturopathic doctors, and there are more and more of them moving into that state all the time.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to have to look out for them. You're not coming here soon, are you?
I don't think so. I don't think I can handle the snow there. I'm kind of a sun worshiper at this point.
Well, that's quite all right. We'll get you on the phone when we can. And then last thing that I wanted to mention about probiotics was, is there a natural source, or do people usually get them from pills? Do you get them from foods?
You can get them from foods. There are some good sources. Yogurt is kind of the well-known source, and it's okay, but you can't get a very large dose in yogurt. Other places where you can get really good doses of probiotics would be in things like kefir and sauerkraut. Fermented foods often have good sources of probiotics. Kombucha teas are also a really great source for probiotics.
Okay, yeah, because I eat a lot of yogurt, but and then kefir, is that kefir milk? Is that?
It's not exactly milk, but it comes in a little bottle, kind of like milk, and you drink it.
Okay, and it's really bitter?
It's not the greatest taste.
Right?
Some people like it. It's an acquired taste.
I've had it in some kind of a cocktail, and you mix cranberry juice and kefir milk, I believe, or... I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's
you can
right.
mix it with things to help the flavor. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I don't think cranberry juice was a good idea. Two bitter flavors mashed together. So.
Yeah, maybe not so good. Maybe not so good. But other things. If you are a person that likes fermented foods, like sauerkraut, or if you like kombucha tea, they have a lot of great ones out on the market now that are good flavors.
Awesome. Well, we are coming up at the end of the episode. I just want to thank you again so much for your time and your knowledge and talking probiotics with me for the afternoon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. And one more time, that was Dr. Brianna Kane. You can get in touch with her at drbrianna.com. This is Under 10 Fitness. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, stay motivated.